chimes are the times and the music for your soul, your kind of radio.
98.5 CKWR, the nation's premier Gothic music station.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Welcome back to the second hour of The Dark Side here on 98.5 CKWR. I'm the hostess of this secret little show hovering near the terminator of where the darkness meets the dawn. I am the vampire empress of Waterloo Region, Madam Ravencroft, at your service. See, Eva, I am using your extended tagline.
Cool. It really suits you.
Hopefully so. Before our break, we heard from two musical artists from the genre of punk, in which where goth was born out of. From L.A., we had lead singer Brody Dow and Spinneret with Baptized by Fire from their 2009 self-titled album, Spinneret. Then hot on her heels was Cork, Ireland's The Sultans of Ping, FC, with Where's Me Jumpa? From the 1991 single, Where's Me Jumpa? I could say the album's name, but there is one word there I cannot mention on air. But you can take the bleep hint. You'll find it rather nicely. The album was released in 1992 and was called Casual in the Cineplex.
So, Tamara, where is his jumper?
Likely eaten up by moths by now, I suspect. After all, it's been 21 years since the song first came out.
What's a jumper?
It is English slang for sweater, referring more to what we call a hoodie, a favorite for chaps to wear. They call a sweater more commonly as a jersey in the Isles. Yet, I could be wrong.
Are you English?
English? I don't know. I suspect highly yes. My family's background is, well, how do I put it? Strange. My ancestry comes mostly from the British Isles, yes. But I am portly Irish, some ports Welsh from Devon, other ports English from Essex, and elements from Scotland. I pride myself more Irish though. Don't ask me about my deeper family origins, for it's littered with unique spookiness on both me father's and me mom's side. I had no control over my birth lineage. I am who I am currently.
Really?
Yes. So, what's up in our next playlist, Eva?
Next in the Dark Side queue, we have Lady Hawk and After Her.
Smashing. Then let's catch into that set now with no further delay, my ethereal companion. Catch you gravelings and lovers of eclectic music like goth later on, as we ride the nightly currents of night closer to the veil of day about to peek over a horizon soon.
All of the boys and the girls here in Paris see to the night without sight but with madness. I can't keep up, I'm a wreck, but I want it. Tell me the truth, is it love or just Paris? All of the boys and the girls here in Paris see to the night without sight but with madness. I can't keep up, I'm a wreck, but I want it. Tell me the truth, is it love or just Paris?
You're listening to 98.5 CKWR, Waterloo Region's best alternative music station. We just heard from synth-pop, new wave, pop-punk musical artist Philippa Margaret Pip Brown and Lady Hawk with an E after the K from Masterton, New Zealand, with her 2008 Paris is Burning from her freshman album Lady Hawk. Shoring up the middle spot was English alternative rock, synth wave, synth goth band Glenn Gregory and Bernice Scott of Afterhear with the Dylan Hendricks cover of All Along the Watchtower from their freshman 2018 album Addict. Those into British TV series period piece programs will know this theme very well, as it's the haunting tune ushering the viewer into the television miniseries Vanity Fair. In addition, Glenn Gregory is one half of the 80s synth-pop megaband Heaven 17, whereas Bernice herself is part of a musical family, as her father was Robin Scott, a.k.a. M, who in 1979 had a hit with Pop Music, which actually featured Bernice as the smiling baby on the cover sleeve of that 7-inch vinyl record.
The more you know.
You got it. Then capping off our synth-pop tri-set salute was Ellie Jackson and LaRue with In for the Kill from her freshman 2009 album, LaRue. This is the Dark Side, and I'm the Gothic Empress of the Night, Madam Ravencroft.
Are you changing your tagline?
No, just keeping things fresh, like the blood I seek. I keyed. I'm not that type of vampire. I'm not a sanguinarian vampire. I'm just playing around, Eva. I'm simply being creative. Nothing more. I'd rather have cherry sodas than frothing crimson blood oozing out of a neck. Hey, I respect a person's personal space. What can I say? This vamp has her morals. So, my wispy friend, who is in the next rotation queue ready to beguile our listeners?
Lady Ravencroft, coming up we have Lake Corey's Chamber and Anna Sai's Son from Toronto, Ontario.
Thank you, Eva. So, let's jump into the next set. Catch you gravelings afterwards.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft. All one word? E at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Madam Ravencroft.
Music with Vibe. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Serving Waterloo Region, this is Real Community Radio. We are 98.5 CKWR.
Slavery. Catch me, chip me, punish me. Call me, drill me, test me, enslave me.
Gothopolis Cemetery, my wickedly beautiful and handsome gravelings. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft here on Waterloo Region's alternative radio station, 98.5 CKWR. We're in the final fourth quarter stretch of the show, meaning less than a half an hour remaining before the cemetery closes its gates for another week and the sun begins its arc across the sky, beginning another day for you mortals. At the start of our last set, we had Seattle, Washington's goth rock lead singer Layla Reyna and her band Licorice Chamber with her new song drop, This Love Is Dark, from her 2022 EP album, The Taste of Falling. Following her heels was another new tune drop from Amsterdam, Netherlands, cold wave, synth wave, dark wave musical artist Adam Tristar with Submission, off the 2022 album Suicide Neighborhood. Then finishing off the set with Polish-Canadian alternative rock goth pop artist from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Anna Sizon with Young Boy from her 2009 single, Young Boy.
Tamara, when did you become a goth?
Well, I've always had inclinations for the weird and the bizarre since I was a young child, although I didn't have a word for it until the dawn of the 1980s, when I discovered others like me liked the same music. It was then that I was invited to attend their private nightclub in the fall of 1980, Imperium Necropolis. Within a year, I became part of that tribe, what they call vampires, with a Y instead of an I. That tribe was called Dark Child Society. On a side note here, there is debate on what a collective or group of vampires are called. Some call them a brood, whereas others call them a coven, which is more in line with what a group of witches are called, or more commonly known as a circle of witches by today's pagan Wiccans, whom I have high respect for. The term coven, when it is directed at vampires, comes from the Twilight series of movies. Some use clan to describe a group of vampires, which is partly right, but that term better describes a group of lycans or werewolves. Collectively, vampires, with a Y instead of an I, call their group a tribe, but we in Dark Child Society also synonymously call our collective a kindred, or the kindred. Now, kindred better refers to a tribe of vampires who see themselves as family, but not necessarily a ragtag band of individuals, which is a brood of vampires or a coterie of vampires, as is the popular term crafted by the role-playing game Vampire the Masquerade. Again, this is up to debate and depends on select individuals whom you may ask. Before I found my tribe, I was a solitary loner who attended Monday night pagan classes on Queen Street West, which also was the heart of the Gothic community of Toronto in which several goths attended the same class as I did. From University Avenue all the way up to Ronsonsville Avenue was where the Gothic community was centered, but specifically concentrated between Spadina Avenue up to Trinity Bellwoods Park. It was there that I was invited to join Dark Child Society in September of 1980, but first I had to go through three trials to be accepted, but that's another story. So Eva, what is next in the queue for the Dark Side?
We have goth rock musical artists from Turkey with She Passed Away and The Crystalline Effect from Australia up next on The Dark Side.
Very well, very good. Let's get on with the next try set as we near the end of the show. I will catch you gravelings one more time after this final try set. Take care, and I will see you later.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word. E at the end of Madame at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Madame Ravencroft.
Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio. We'll be right back.
We see each other again. Hello, my beautiful morsels.
Morsels.
I'm Madame Ravencroft, and this is my little home in Radioland. My home being on this unique, yet powerful radio station, 98.5 CKWR, the Mighty Dynamo. This is the Dark Side, and we just heard from Dark Wave Trip Hop EBM duo Eleanor Rayner and Pete Crane, collectively known as the Crystalline Effect, from Australia with their most well-known hit, When You're Asleep, from their 2008 album, Identity. Before them was Toronto's goth rock dark wave band, The Birthday Massacre, with their breakout hit, Blue, off their 2004 Violet album. Then starting out of the gate, we had Burset, Turkey's post-punk dark wave goth rock band, Volkan Kenner, and Doruk Ozturkan, off She Passed Away with Catharsis, from their 2015 album, Narin Yeldizhik, that's in Turkish. Yes, there are other goths around the world, not just in England or Canada, United States. Goth has spread far and wide over the past 40 years. It has come to that time again, my gravelings, that I must sadly close the cemetery gates for yet another week, for the sun is rising and I sense the dark mirror is lifting the mist between the worlds that allow me to broadcast to you morsels.
Tamara, you made an oopsie.
I mean mortals. I will have to get out of the perimeter of the cemetery before I become locked within another realm, before a snapshot of the cemetery is carried and shunted into the natural resting place where the dark mirror belongs and where it is indigenous to. I assume you shall be fine in the realm of the dark mirror, Eva.
I'll be fine. The barrier between these two parallel realm worlds doesn't stop me from transiting between them. I can enter and return at will.
Which explains why one time last week I thought I saw you hover near my apartment window and your ethereal flame radiated my room with an eerie blue light.
I was just checking up with you, Tamara.
anyone see you?
No. Between my ability to phase shift into an invisible transparency state or utilize my glamour ability, no one is the wiser as I mingle among them.
Good. We don't need a panic. For like Winston, you use proper decorum when out amongst my gravelings and other mortals. So, Eva, who are in the last set of the evening, or shall I say, the early morning?
We finish up the show with one of Goth's classic goth rock bands from Columbus, Ohio's Troy Payne, and The Wake with Christine from their 1996 album Nine Ways. Finally ending the show with an often played band here on 98.5 CKWR, with Toronto punk band The Diodes and Catwalker from their 1980 Action Reaction album. I looked through your database and found you created a Catwalker Ravencroft edit of the song. I think it's cute.
Yes, I did. Cute, huh?
Will your gravelings ever get a chance to hear it?
I don't know. It's not a remix. It's just a simple edit. Maybe, depends. If I get enough calls for it, or if any of the mentioned programmers on CKWR demand it to be heard, then I'll have no choice but to play it. We shall see if the demand is there for it. Before I leave, I have this week's words of wisdom for you. The end of your story was written in the Book of Destiny before you sucked in your first breath. Death of the Endless. So, with that, I wish the best for everyone within hearing of my voice, and that includes you Gravelings, as well as my Gothic brethren. Always treat others as you would like to be treated yourself. Be kind, be polite, be friendly, but always stay sinfully delicious. Until next week, I bid you adieu, and so does my companion Eva.
Keep it real and be really good, Gravelings.
See you next Saturday morning at 3 a.m. Eastern Time for another installment of The Dark Side. I've been Madame Ravencroft, and I hope to see you all return for another wicked time back here at Gothopolis Cemetery next week. And of course, I wish to say bye, my lovelies.
Incidental music for The Dark Side was composed and performed by Bear McCreary, Mark van der Meulen, and Lorena McKennett.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only Gothic mainstream radio program and only found on 98.5 CKWR.
This is 98.5 CKWR, Real Community Radio.
with her. Will she bite and scratch? Or purr all night long? She's been living out her nine lives. She's been living out her nine lives. Here in the human.